Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, we're going to preach a message tomorrow from Acts chapter 13 called The Journey Begins, and it's the account of the first missionary journey beginning for Paul and Barnabas as they go out from the church at Antioch. It was the first of three recorded missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts. And really the Holy Spirit we're going to see is really guiding and orchestrating everything. God's Spirit is the tour guide as they go out. And it was the Holy Spirit who called both Saul and Barnabas. Saul, who we'll see in verse 9 tomorrow, it finally mentions that his other name is Paul, and from that point forward in the book of Acts, he's always referred to as Paul. But it was the Holy Spirit who called those two men and set them apart for the missionary endeavor that they would be in. The Holy Spirit also led the church at Antioch to set those two men apart and to send them out and to support them. And it was the Holy Spirit who guided every step of the way as they set sail. They go first to an island called Cyprus, and on the island of Cyprus, they're going to run into some serious satanic opposition, and we're going to see how the Holy Spirit was even there guiding Paul as he confronted that opposition in a very powerful way. And so one of the major themes that we'll see in the rest of the book of Acts really is the work of the Holy Spirit in the ministry of Paul as he goes out and carries the gospel to the known world at that time. In fact, the Holy Spirit is so much involved in the remaining portion of the book, really as he has been the entire time already. But we're going to see how he is directly guiding and leading Paul to go to the cities that he chooses to go to and to fill him with the Spirit so that he could speak the word of God with boldness and to bless the work of the ministry. The Holy Spirit is so involved in the rest of the book of Acts that there are many people who say that it would have been an appropriate name for the book to call it the Acts of the Holy Spirit. You know, in that regard, I think about the fact that today is 9/11. It was 20 years ago today that the World Trade Center was attacked by those terrorists. And it's one of those days in history where you remember where you were. If you were old enough to remember anything, and you remember where you were that day. And so much has happened since then in our country. You know, for a brief time after 9/11, church attendance increased. God Bless America was sung at all of the baseball games and the football games. But then as time wore on, our nation didn't continue to grow closer to God. As a matter of fact, we've departed even further from Him than we've ever been. And it's very clear right now that we're under the judgment of God in a very severe way. You look at the recent current events, and you can see that God's hand of blessing is no longer on this nation, but there's judgment. Just the very kind of people that we have in leadership and the things that they stand for, the things that they espouse, lets us know that we're a nation under judgment. And we wonder how much longer can our nation go on. And I think that there's nothing apart from a heaven-sent, Holy Spirit-initiated revival. Really what we need is a third great awakening, and that's the only thing that would cause God to turn this nation back to Him. It's the only way that this nation will be turned back to Him. But you know, I believe it is possible. I believe that if we pray as the church, you know, if we will turn from our wicked ways and will seek His face, that He can heal our land. I believe it's possible. I think about Jonah and how Jonah went into that wicked city of Nineveh. The scripture calls it that great and wicked city. It took 3 days to just walk across the city. It was so large. And Jonah went in just one day's journey into the city, and he cried out and he said, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And verse 5 of chapter 3 there in the book of Jonah says, "So the people of Nineveh believed God, and they proclaimed a fast, and they put on sackcloth. And the king of Nineveh, when he heard of the prophet and what had been spoken and what was taking place, he commanded that the people fast and that they cry out mightily to God. And he commanded everyone to turn from his evil ways and from violence." And that's really what's needed in America, is that kind of heaven-sent Holy Spirit revival, one that's initiated by God and results in the people turning to God. And so that's what we pray for today. 20 years after 9/11, we see very clearly in the Scripture that God's Holy Spirit is at work, calling out the chosen to Himself. And we believe that it could happen in a great way again. No matter how far we've departed from God, if God would turn our hearts back toward Him, there would be a great revival in the land. So I hope you'll be here tomorrow as we preach this message. Again, the title of it is going to be "The Journeys Begin." The Journeys Begin. And we'll start in verse 4 of chapter 13 tomorrow. I want to invite you to come be with us. If you're listening to this podcast, I hope you'll be there, whether you're a member or you're not a member of the church. Maybe you've never visited Grace Baptist Church. We want to invite you to come visit us tomorrow. Let me ask you to do one other thing. Now that you've listened to the podcast, take a moment and share it with someone you know. Very easy to do. And just send along a message and invite them to meet you at Grace tomorrow. And we'll worship the Lord together. Well, I want to thank you again for listening today, and we hope to see you tomorrow. We try to have this podcast available every Saturday morning by 10 a.m., and so we look forward already, Lord willing. We'll be back next week for another edition of Let's Open God's Word.
Brethren, we have met to worship at the door of